I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's Fancy. We will go around the. Oh my God!
Jovich and Hero with a pick gets us who, what, a McRib.
I don't know what that gets you.
A McRib.
A McRib.
It don't even get you the whole meal.
Bobby Portis.
It don't even get you the whole meal.
Are you gonna have to take crazy eyes in any Giannis trade?
Another story for another day. We will get to the more Giannis stuff because there's some interesting.
Come on, let's tickle somebody's fancy.
Here's what we got. Yours. Week 14.
All right.
Of the NFL season.
Are we not going to do Saturday first?
No, we do. Okay, no.
NFL takes precedence.
NFL.
Okay. I just asked. Let's go.
If you want to do an other tickle fancy, we could do a double tickle fancy, but I got to do the other other sports.
Do your thing.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
The Seattle Seahawks,
who is surprisingly really good,
9-3. They're 7-point road favorites against the Atlanta Falcons. Tickle your fancy,
Leroy. You got to take a breath. Just say your fancy's not tickled.
No, but I will say West Coast traveling, playing the early game, always a problem.
It doesn't affect this team though. Them and the Niners don't usually affect.
Right. Isn't it amazing all the retreads that have done well in the league?
Darnold. I mean, Darnold's done in two places.
But Darnold's numbers are very misleading if you really think about it.
What?
In the first half, he's phenomenal. Second half, he stinks.
He's squeaky cheeks.
Yeah. Okay. They just have a big lead that they.
You think they sent him into the game saying, just don't blow it?
Maybe.
Because that's how he plays. Just don't blow it.
At 1 o'clock,
yep.
The Buffalo Bills
are
5.5-point favorites hosting Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Cincinnati going to win this game.
Really? I think so, too.
Yeah.
They're playing without no Bosa.
Cincinnati's going to win this game, and everybody's going to be shocked. Don't be shocked. Buffalo hasn't been playing well. And offensively, they really don't have any explosiveness. None, except the same way the Dolphins do at running back.
So your fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
I
think anytime there's hope to see Buffalo lose, because I'm tired of hearing about them, my fancy tickled.
-1 on Tobin.
Why?
-1.
I can't believe you didn't have a grid bird joke with the Seahawks versus the Falcons. This wasn't the Jay Fig Bowl. Like, nothing to that effect.
Bird versus bird?
Bird versus bird.
Bird versus bird is a common thing in the NFL.
A Seahawk versus a Falcon. Falcon is kicking the Seahawks.
But that was
ass, right?
The first game. Jay Figg Bowl.
Here's the thing, though. There's no way Jay Figg could take out a bird of prey. She likes the exotic bird, a parrot, a cockatoo, a parakeet, something like that. She could take out. She can't take out a bird of prey with talons.
Yeah,
a falcon or a hawk. That would be, the coup de grace if she was able to take out one of those.
Right.
Remember that time that hawk, I had to take it to animal control?
Oh, because you...
I found it in my driveway. It just was like... Yeah. But he was still alive.
Did it live?
I don't know. It was a red-tail hawk.
She could take out a raven, didn't she?
I think she could take out a raven.
Yeah, raven. Isn't that just like a crow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway...
You could fool them. You could throw some street meat out there, and they'll come down and...
We can talk about this bowl, which is the Friends Become Foes Bowl. The Cleveland Browns host the Tennessee Titans, Cam versus Shador.
Yeah.
Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does, simply because...
My fancy is tickled.
I don't like necessarily how Shador... talks, but I will say this. That doesn't mean he's not doing the work or putting the time in, right? And we have a lot of players that we may not like the way they behave, but they do their work and they do their job. I hope that in the next couple of weeks he gets comfortable to where he can be both that player making plays and that guy that can make timely throws.
We're about to see a record being broke. That's what we're about to see.
Most picks?
No, most sacks.
Yeah, he gets sacked.
He's going to get four.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett getting ready to break the NFL record.
I think he breaks it on Sunday.
Yeah.
How many is it away? What does he have?
He's got 19 and it's 22 and a half.
He's four away.
Four away.
Dude, if he did that. If he did that by week 14.
Wait, I think that he could end up with 30 sacks this year. That's how good he's been playing.
Before 16 games.
Washington Commanders?
Nope.
Fair enough.
Fancy not tickled.
At 1 o'clock, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers welcome in the New Orleans Saints at 2-8. Tampa's a 8.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled?
No.
You don't even see your home team.
No. Getting pounded.
A Survivors game. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 6-6 take on the Baltimore Ravens at 6-6. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Let me tell you something. I hate that I'm going to enjoy watching this, and I'm hating the fact that the collateral damage in my joy of this is going to be Mike Tomlin. Right? Mm-hmm. But all those idiots who thought 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers was a good choice. I enjoy watching this.
At 1 o'clock, an AFC South showdown for the division lead. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Are you back on?
Please stop asking that. The Indianapolis Colts are 1.5-point favorites because I told you they're dead to me. It's over, dude. Stop asking the question. When you're dead, you're dead.
Indy hasn't been playing well.
Oh, you think?
And I don't know what to make of Jacksonville.
They're like Tobin.
But I'm going to take the home team.
Why is it that
I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Is the coach more stressed? Because I feel like every time I see him, his chin has gotten thinner.
Who? Oh, you're talking about
old Duval.
Liam?
Yeah.
Liam. His name's Liam.
Duval.
His name's Liam.
He could say Duval that way if he wins the division.
Do your fancy?
To the playoff.
Yeah. Division lead.
They're going to play next year in Orlando.
My fancy.
Because they're building a new stadium?
Yeah, they're renovating. Last one on the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy. You might be familiar with this one. The Miami Dolphins. 5-7. Take on the New York Jets. Dolphins. 2.5-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy.
Now, the rule is 2 less than 3, you take the home team. But I'm not going to do that. I just think that the Dolphins have, more importantly, defensively, have really picked it up.
It's your fancy team.
Who's starting?
Yes.
Is it
Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod is playing.
That might be worse for the Dolphins.
Huh?
I like it.
Isn't he like a Dolphins? He destroys the Dolphins.
Yeah, you're a Dolphin killer.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins. We told you this is a something's got to give game because Tua's killed the Jets, but he also stinks in the cold.
He's never played in a game in New York this late in December.
They usually play Black Friday. He played Black Friday.
Yeah.
It says 40 degrees for that game. So
40? Yeah. That's okay. Man. That's not. 40. You can still feel everything.
But with wind gusts, it's going to feel more like 28.
You always got to take into account the feels like. What about the Denver Broncos at 10-2?
They're one seed in the AFC, correct?
No, New England.
New England's 11-2.
Yes.
11 because they won early. Remember?
Okay. They won on Thursday.
And they bye.
The Denver Broncos take on Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
What about the Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers? Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite at Lambeau. Took your fancy?
I'll take the Bears.
Ooh. My fancy.
I don't know what y'all like. Green Bay has not been playing that well.
What do you mean? They beat the Lions pretty well last week on Thanksgiving.
Mike has been on fire, too.
Yeah.
Mike has been on fire. It's still a big spread, though.
It's a big spread. I'll take the Bears.
425, the L.A. Rams take on the Arizona Cardinals. Took your fancy?
Is this double digits?
No spreads like that this week. This is 8.5, though. It is probably the biggest one of the week.
I'm not interested.
Fancy not tickled.
Is Jacoby Brissett still the quarterback?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no.
By the way, you know they moved that Bills-Bengals game. That was a 425 game.
And they moved it to one?
They moved it to one and put the Packers-Bear game at 425.
Finally, our prime timers.
We've got Sunday night.
Sunday night football.
Uh-huh.
Texans against the Chiefs, who are 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
This may be it for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3.5-point favorites at Arrowhead. Does this game? Oh, cold. It's gonna be cold. Cold.
How cold?
Says 27.
Ooh, that's Wincho's teens.
That's a dome team going to the cold.
Mm-hmm. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Yeah, I like. You know what I like? I like seeing the warm weather teams go up in that football weather. Now, I will say this about NFL players. Just because your team is in the sun don't mean you from the sun. There's a lot of northern guys that have played football in the cold that are traveling back to the north to play. However, when you're in the dome, you've just been way too damn comfortable. Too comfortable. I play in the dome in Minnesota, and we used to practice outside during the week.
Finally, Monday Night Football. The defending champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Philly is a 2.5-point road favorite. Both teams 8-4. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Are they really a road favorite?
It's Monday. Well, because
they are a road favorite.
Because you don't know if
I understand.
You don't know if the quarterback going to play.
No, he's playing.
Ooh, he's playing
Herbert?
With that broke hand.
Yeah. No, yeah, they say,
yeah. I think Herbert's playing.
And his opposite. It's not his throwing hand.
He had surgery on his hand.
That means
they had to put a pin or something in it.
Aaron Rodgers had that too. He didn't look like he wanted to play.
Phillip Rivers had two.
You know what they have to do though. You got to be on a little something for the pain.
Turtle.
That ain't enough. Dude, you just had surgery.
I don't know. Do I look like I played football?
Yeah, but when you have surgery like that, they put pins and stuff in your hand.
Pin for the win.
So, no, I think Philly's going to smoke him.
And then Vlad does make the point. It's going to be all Philadelphia fans at L.A.
Come on.
Oh, that's what they do. Like, either coming to Miami or going to L.A. or going to Vegas. These northern teams they make that their one away game.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We got some Heat injury news to report coming on up on tonight's game.
Leroy Ford would have played through the pain.
We will take a break. Back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.